DP Sulu along with Brian Cushing on Texans Radio. Brian, media's talked to you a lot this offseason, but I think the one important question that nobody has asked you is, what about your hair? I ask the hard-hitting questions, you know. You've got a new hairstyle heading into camp.
I do.
And I've been curious about it. What's been the inspiration?
It's been very sports-influenced, I guess you can say. I watched a lot of World Cup
past
summer. Yeah. So obviously not done right now, but when it is, you know, I think it looks pretty good.
I would agree. It was shaved in the beginning, and now it's like a full-on mohawk. So you're gonna keep it through the season.
Yeah,
or?
I don't know. We'll feel it out. I'm very up and down with my hair. I mean, I like to keep people guessing, and I guess it's just part of my personality and my image. So
yeah, like Aaron Rodgers, he changes the mustache in training camp. Yours is hair because you've gone from long to short.
Yeah. That's been kind of my thing since college. Kind of just different hairdos and styles, and keep people guessing. Like I said, you know, I'm just very unpredictable when it comes to that.
Mark Vandermeer really wants you to bring back the long hair.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll bring it back at some point?
I don't.
I didn't think you would either.
No,
it's a bit dated.
I did it. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things, you do it once in your life and it's pretty cool. And then you kind of look back at picture yourself and just remember that you'll never do that again. So it's one of those things that, you know, like I said, I did it. It was fun while it lasted, but, yeah, I don't think I'll be going back to that.
Okay. Well, you also showed up to camp. You look noticeably different besides your hair. You're bigger.
Yeah.
Did you put on some weight this offseason?
I did. I mean, I was here the whole summer just working out. You know, obviously wasn't able to run as much as I'd like to, just the whole rehab process and everything. But, you know, I feel in great shape. About 10 pounds heavier than I usually am. I'm sure, you know, probably.
What does that put you at right now, then?
I'm about 260, 265.
Okay.
You know, so I'm anywhere between there and, you know, it'll vary. You know, I'm kind of a guy that puts on and loses a lot of weight very easily. And, you know, when I get to that comfortable weight and I feel right, I'll keep it right around there.
So what'd you do this offseason? What was your workout regimen?
Well, I was here the whole time. I was here with, you know, Coach Fitz, and we were, you know, kind of just going every morning. The guys that were rehabbing still here, and, you know, we worked out hard. You know, we were consistent with it. We were 4 or 5 days a week, some guys, and, just got really a lot of good work.
How much of that was rehab and how much of that is just you doing your own strength?
Well, it was both. It was both every day. So I'd rehab and work out. I'd work out first and then I'd rehab the rest of it. So,
How many hours a day is that?
Probably about three.
3 hours?
Three, maybe 4 hours a day. Some days obviously longer than others. Some days shorter. But for the most
part, how many days a week?
4 to 5.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Usually coming on a Friday also. So just got in really good shape kind of for the season, you know, looking to have a good year, obviously.
All right. You've played in preseason 2 games now?
One
preseason game, just this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already come out looking like you would in midseason.
Yeah.
You've got some battle scars already. Is this like you've got the mohawk, you're bigger, you've got the scars on your face. Is this like the bigger, meaner, newer version of you?
I think it's just me. You know, it's just anytime I put a helmet on, something's going to happen, whether in my face or whatnot. But, you know, it's kind of my welcome back to football, I guess. So I'm already beat up, and I guess that's where I feel comfortable. So.